So this is our discussion about the Black Lives Matter article, which is directed to international schools. And as people from international schools, I think that it's quite true the fact that we are not exposed to racism as much as other people are because of our privilege. And it seems like not that big of an issue as we're surrounded in an open, diverse environment. But it's still happening everywhere around us, and it's not just the United States. So it should be something we should like actually try to prevent from happening instead of just watching.
I'd like to add, as you go to an international school, there are many students from different cultures who we supposedly bond well with and can relate to. But however, there's still a gap or a line between us of racism, which we still haven't overcome yet. And no matter how much we claim to say that we have surpassed this global issue, we just have not.
Yeah. I also like to add that I found it interesting, one of the points in the article, how it said that the birth of international schools, it can be traced back to like the migration of European and diplomats that were moving to developing countries. So basically formed from like white supremacy, which shows that it's also like kind of not like equal. It's like not all inclusive for all cultures and stuff, as we stem from the problem that we are trying to solve all around the world, which is racism.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think that our school, like UWC, is white supremacist?
I do think, like the article mentioned kind of at the bottom, that by being white in an international school, it is kind of like a good, like it's like very beneficial for them, because they get the advantages of, if you have many like different friends from different cultures, then it's easy to say that you're not racist, and as you are talking with different people from different cultures, but really you're not doing anything to stop the problem happening all around you. And that's just these areas which are like basically us, that's our white supremacist
Yeah,
stems like that.
I get what you're saying. I think here I can also add, if I compare this, if I compare UWC to my old school, so my old school was more Indian dominant, right? So so whoever was not Indian was like excluded, or there was that sense of tension between them and not complete freedom or bond between like the Indians and the non-Indians of other cultures, like Hawaii or other Asians, etc. So compared to that, I feel like UWC having not just because we have more this more diverse range of cultures, but I feel like we are more open to each other, no matter what the culture. So I feel like all international schools may have the element of racism in them and are not completely racism free, but however, some schools are more racist than others. So I thought I should just bring that point up.
Yeah, I understand what you mean, and I think also like the UWC specifically, we're more open and we're more diverse in general and understanding of like different people from different races in general to like other places in the world. But at the same time, we kind of live in like we're kind of live in a bubble compared where it's like there's no risk of like violence or anything that could harm us for what we say, which is why often people use like racial slurs like comfortably without like having the risk of, you know, not of getting
like, into I feel like even though we go to an international school, and on top of that we live in Singapore, which is like, okay, first of all, Singapore is really diverse too. It has like 4 national languages and all.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like Singapore is a safe place where nothing's going to happen to us. And we feel privileged as such. Mm-hmm. And we feel like we're, as you said, we're in a bubble away from all the problems in the US or in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think because of this, we should take our privilege and use it for good, and actually like acknowledge that we were given all of these opportunities, and then try and learn, firstly, like try and understand what people are going through and what we are not, and how we don't have to like suffer like other people do, and then how can
we can do to help them.
Exactly.
We aren't doing anything, we're no better than them.
Yeah. It's like what they were saying, the goal is to be anti-racist instead of just not racist.
Not worry about it or not care about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.